Football Federation Australia says it won't be rushed into finding a successor for Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou. Postecoglou quit this morning, but there's speculation as to why he left the team. The timing is not ideal for the national side, coming less than 7 months before the World Cup and just a week after the team qualified. Thomas Ariti reports.
It's the end of an era.
With a one-goal lead, Ange Postecoglou marches down the tunnel.
Ange Postecoglou is trying to settle things down again. 70,000 Australian hearts cracking. Ange Postecoglou urging his charges on here.
Ange Postecoglou wanders away with his back to his team and his eyes to the ground.
Ange Postecoglou has put an end to the mounting speculation about his future with the Socceroos. And he said it was a tough call. But being a national football coach has also been tough on his family.
To my beautiful wife, who, I left 24 hours after Max was born because we were playing Ecuador in London. And, we've since had our other little bloke. And I'll never be able to repay the sacrifices she's made for me to follow my dream.
He wouldn't be drawn on what other reasons there might be for his resignation.
I think I'll always have a sense of unfinished business, but that would have happened whenever I left.
The unfinished business in this case is significant. An upcoming World Cup in Russia, and just a week ago, Australia qualified. The players weren't aware of their coach's decision to leave the team before he fronted the media this morning.
It would be impossible for me to do. I couldn't face them and speak to them about it. And to be fair, their journey continues. I'll contact them all today at some point and reach out to all of them. But look, I'll be looking on from afar. I'll be their biggest supporter. And I've got no doubt that come Russia, they're gonna do some damage.
Others agree. Paul Wade is a former captain of the Socceroos.
Well, look at why the Western Sydney Wanderers, that they had no colours, they had no football team, they had no fans, and wow, they won the Asian Cup a couple of years later. No, I have no doubt in the world that they will give that second round a shake. They are going to be one of four teams who are at the bottom ranking-wise. There is no reason in the world with our attitude, with our understanding of a style of football, that we can't scare a few people and make it to the second round, as did the Golden Generation in 2006.
As for why Ange Postecoglou left, the speculation continues. And there's no denying it's tricky timing. Ned Hall is from ABC Grandstand.
For the national team to lose their coach, and a homegrown coach as well, a few months out from a major tournament is a big concern. I think there's issues with the coach not being happy with the direction that the FFA is taking, and I think that needs to be addressed. I also think as well, he's just stopped enjoying the job quite as much. I don't think he's getting the enjoyment out of it. Slightly unhappy in the role, just with the pressure and the rest of the organisational structure around him. And I think he's just decided he'll walk away. He's always been his own man, Ange Postecoglou, which is why he's made this fairly bold move.
And amongst all that speculation comes the biggest question of all. Who'll step into the job? Today, Football Federation Australia Chief David Gallop pointed out that the Socceroos have a big gap in the calendar now. And that's true. Australia's not scheduled to play another international match until March. So the Federation says it won't be rushed. But former captain Paul Wade has already made his choice.
Graham Arnold. But dragging him away from Sydney FC, having held all the silverware that is available to at the highest level in this country, I tell you what, Sydney FC are going to hold on to him as tight as they can. But honestly, he knows the players. He's got a great attitude. The way he plays football is similar to what Ange Postecoglou did. He's successful. Give it to him.
Graham Arnold is regarded as one of the Australian League's best managers. And Sydney FC player Milos Ninkovic wants him to stay put.
To be honest, I would like to Arnie stay with us because personally, I have an unbelievable relationship with him and he's an unbelievable coach.
Whoever it is, there's a challenging road ahead as the Socceroos prepare for an international tournament that was once merely a dream for the national side. But Ange Postecoglou helped to give the Australian game a global vision, and there's hope his successor will continue that legacy.
Thomas Ariti reporting.